KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, rain continues here in Atlantic. We have currently 43 degrees, and we picked up 0.7 of an inch of rainfall overnight here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station in Atlantic. Messina reports 35 one-hundredths of an inch. We look for cloudy skies and rain today, mainly through the noon hour, a high of 51. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, firefighters from Avoca, Hancock, Harlan, and Shelby were called to the AHST Elementary School in Avoca Friday afternoon. The call went out around 3:45 p.m. after automatic fire detection equipment alerted authorities and smoke or haze was seen in the classroom. Firefighters on arrival detected the smell of burning wiring, but they were unable to locate a source and no flames were ever seen. There was no damage and no injuries. An electrical contractor was asked to inspect the electric system at the school. The National Weather Service in Omaha yesterday confirmed that an EF1 tornado touched down in rural Montgomery County on Wednesday. There were no injuries reported and the damage was limited. According to the Weather Service survey of the event, the twister touched down at around 3:14 p.m., 3 miles east, southeast of Stanton, and ended 5 minutes later, 3 miles east, northeast of Stanton. It had packed winds of 85 to 90 miles per hour and was about 25 yards wide. It was on the ground for 1 3/4 of a mile before it dissipated. Police in Red Oak Friday evening arrested a 66-year-old Red Oak man for public intoxication. Dean Lee Adams was arrested at around 7:30 p.m. and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Friday afternoon said a Red Oak man was arrested Thursday morning for driving under suspension. 37-year-old Kevin Dwayne Staley was pulled over and taken into custody at around 3:50 a.m. Thursday near 390th Street and Jamison Road in Mills County. His bond was set at $300. And an Emerson man reported to the sheriff's office Thursday afternoon an incident of theft in the fourth degree that took place in the vicinity of 390th Street. And all their details were provided in the sheriff's report. Red Oak police arrested a Red Oak woman Friday afternoon. 24-year-old Danielle Lynette Archer of Red Oak was taken into custody on an active Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. Archer was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $2,000. A woman from Des Moines was wanted on Page County warrants for trespassing and conspiracy to commit a non-enforceable felony. She turned herself in Friday morning. 30-year-old Charlene Lynn Cheney appeared at the sheriff's office in Page County at around 8:30 a.m. She was processed and booked and later released on $5,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Police in Glenwood arrested a man Thursday on an assault charge. Officials said yesterday 50-year-old David Smith of Glenwood was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault. Smith was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in the news, an Amber Alert that was issued in Iowa just after midnight this morning was canceled a little before 3 a.m. Earlier, authorities in eastern Iowa had said a 15-year-old black female, Shekiah K. Baker from Waterloo, was abducted by three black males armed with guns. No other details were immediately available on the circumstances surrounding the cancellation of the Amber Alert and the condition of Baker, and there are no active Amber Alerts currently in effect in Iowa. An Amber Alert that had been issued Thursday for a 17-year-old white female and her alleged abductor was canceled just before 5:30 p.m. Friday when the missing teen, Dominique Lloyd, and the suspect, 24-year-old Michael Brad Knuth, were located in Tennessee. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Friday said May the 11th as the date and time for a public hearing on a construction permit application for Southwest Iowa Egg. Supervisor Dwayne McFadden explained the facility near Messina intends to renovate the plant buildings in phases over a period of years.
They're going to take two of the present buildings down and put one building back. And then there's a manure building, maybe two.
Storage.
But the new building will hold the capacity of the two buildings that are being taken down. And then they're going to do this over time, take buildings down and replace. But yeah, they're getting it all in a plan approved.
This is for future.
That's for the future, he said. Supervisor Frank Waters said the people he's spoken with, some of whom were originally opposed to the facility when it was first proposed a dozen years ago, said they didn't object to the plans, and so far there have been no written objections. Steve Byer of Griswold is the Southwest Iowa Egg stockholder who says it will be a modern, efficient, and better facility for the birds.
Part of the need for the new building, you guys are probably aware, cage size is going to be larger. The existing buildings can't be retrofitted to house as many birds with size of cage that needs to be. So this is for planting and also the storage of the manure in an indoor facility.
The new facility will keep the manure drier and provide less outgassing of odors. In other business, the Board of Supervisors approved a request from the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund for the creation of an avenue of flags and a plaza area in the county's portion of the downtown Atlantic City Park. Trevor's mom and fund spokesperson Melanie Petty explained the project to the board.
This all started last year when I drive through some of the other smaller towns and see lots of things towards veterans, and I just feel like Atlantic maybe needs to show a little appreciation for our veterans, old and new. So what I am proposing is it's your part of the city park on the east side where we already maintain the flower bed. I'd like to expand the concrete on either side about 3 foot, add some lighted flagpoles and some benches, kind of make it a plaza area.
The memorial benches will lock into the concrete, she said, so they aren't stolen. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund will take care of all the costs associated with the projects and will continue to maintain the flower bed in the plaza area. The project has the blessing of the City of Atlantic's Park and Rec Department and Kiwanis Club, and the supervisors were in unanimous support of it. The project will likely be completed sometime late this fall. The supervisors also tabled action yesterday until May the 11th on authorizing the county recorder to purchase specialized equipment to take passport photos. The equipment would cost about $1,695. The current driver's license camera and equipment cannot be used for passport purposes. Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer wanted the request to be tabled because a local businessman wanted a chance to object to it. That person was not able to attend Friday's meeting. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Patsy Jean Peterson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Patsy Peterson will be today at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Meisenheimer, age 76, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for James Meisenheimer will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Wayne Allen Brockoff, age 56, of Walnut, died April 23rd at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. A celebration of life service for Wayne Brockoff will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Denise Beardmore McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died April 17th. A celebration of life gathering for Denise McMartin will be held today from 2 until 4 p.m. at the family farm near Messina, located at 72715 Seattle Road. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Peggy Jensen, age 66, of Audubon, died April 20th at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Peggy Jensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Gray, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Jason Smith, age 43, of Smithville, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Jason Smith will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Tina Long, age 51, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Tina Long will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Andrew Peterson, age 26, of Audubon, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Andrew Peterson will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.